Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Rental prices in Greater Boston seem to be slowing down. New data this week from the rental tracking firm Reis show that rent prices dropped by just under 2%. That's $36 a month on an average lease. To talk about why rents might be going down and what it might mean for the housing market overall, we're joined in studio by Greg Vassell. He's CEO of the Greater Boston Real Estate Board. Welcome.
Thank you, Deborah.
So why are rents going down, even if it is really a little bit?
What we're seeing is the production that we have been able to achieve in the last couple of years has really forced the old classic economic supply and demand. We're seeing rents fall because we have more units on the market than we have had in the past.
Mm-hmm. A lot of these units, I'm told, are luxury apartment units. Isn't that right? I mean, we've been reading a lot about these very, very high-end apartments in Boston in particular.
Yes, and the reason for that is because economically they are the easiest to produce in this marketplace with the cost of land, the cost of labor, and the cost of materials.
So if we have a greater supply of luxury units, does that mean that there's a bubble about to burst there somewhere and that prices will be going down for some of those luxury units?
Yes, and we're seeing that some of those luxury units already are falling. We've seen a number of tenants actually jumping from new building to new building, chasing the amenities and the incentives that are offered by landlords that have built them over the last couple of years, which also results in some lower prices for the buildings that they leave, some of the older buildings.
Give me an example of some of the amenities and incentives that are being offered to try to lure people into renting in some of these luxury places.
Health club access within the building, parking, free month rent, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm. But still, what are we talking about in terms of an average rent? It's over $2,000 a month.
They're high, yes. We are still working diligently as an industry and with the help of Mayor Walsh and his administration on meeting the needs of those people that fall in the middle. That four-person family, two-income family that makes just under $100,000, that's going to be the real focus. We're seeing a few of those projects coming along now, and they're not going to all rush in like the luxury units did. We're going to have to take them one step at a time because they're very complicated economically, and we have to make sure the numbers work so that they can be produced.
Mm. How do you think this might affect the spring housing market? Typically, the busiest time for the housing market is the spring, or traditionally it has been. Do you think that this oversupply, particularly of apartments in Greater Boston, will affect the housing market overall?
The problem we have on the for sale side of the market is that we don't have enough inventory. So we're always inventory strapped. And one of the reasons why is we have many elderly that don't have a clear place to go to leave their house. So that's one of our issues. So on the for sale side, I don't think there's going to be a lot of impact by this on the marketplace. On the rental side, I think the real impact may come in September when it seems like all of Boston's leases turn over, the students come in. I think we'll really see more in September of 2017 than we will in the spring of this year.
What about the Federal Reserve's decision to raise interest rates? How's that going to affect the market? Will we see any effects from that?
I think that it's been long anticipated, and I think it certainly affects affordability on the for sale side of the equation. It'll make it a little more difficult for those folks that are stretching to get into that first house, yes.
I wonder, we still hear, at least anecdotally, about bidding wars and properties really being difficult. What is this lack of demand going to continue to do to prices, do you think, as we go into the spring market? Is it different when we're talking about maybe luxury condo rental prices are going down, but our average single family home price is going up because of this lack of inventory? What's happening there?
I think what you're seeing is as the prices in Boston have escalated over the last several years, you've seen an increase in prices also in the surrounding communities because there were communities that weren't as desirable as they once were, but suddenly are now more affordable. So people tend to go in that direction because they can only purchase what they can afford.
Are we at all near where we were, say, 2000? 2006, 2007, before the bubble, or would you compare it to that, or no?
I don't think so. I think we're in a different place because we've seen the growth of Boston economically with job creation. I think if you look 10 years ago, I think our city was a little bit of a different place than it is today, and I sort of think we're on the cusp. But what we really need to do is we need to be able to create housing for those workers that are going to be working in these, you know, entry level and mid level jobs at these companies, because the worst thing we could do is export all the wonderful students that come out of our system that these companies look to grow on and have join their workforce because they can't afford to live here.
And so how do we do that? How do we create housing for entry-level workers then? I mean, is it what you're talking about, like initiatives with the mayor and things like that?
Yes.
But those are time-consuming.
They're very time-consuming and they're very hard. But if we're serious about trying to come up with a way to keep our economy healthy, we need to do that. We also have to make sure that we don't overburden our system with a lot of regulations and new laws that can affect the ability and the desire of developers to come here. The whole just cause eviction phenomenon is one of those.
Okay, Greg Vassell, CEO of the Greater Boston Real Estate Board. Thanks very much
Thank
for
you.
Coming in.
Thank you.